and fire your holy name. We'll say thank you, Jesus. Today is Friday, the 23rd day in the month of January 2026. Lord, we bless you. Faithful are you, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, our Father. Agbani Lagbaton, the one who saves us in totality, we bless and appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus. We are so grateful for a new day. Lord, we bless and exalt you. We do not take it for granted. We lay it to heart to appreciate you. We bow our heads with adoration. We bless you for this privilege. Be thou exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for breath. We thank you for good health. We thank you because you are the pillar that holds our life. You are the one that shields us. You are the one that gives us victory on all sides. You are the one that fights our battle. You are our deliverer. We thank you because you are the lover of our lives. We thank you because you are our Father that we call at all times and you are always ready to give answers to us. We thank you because you've never left us desolate. You've never left us comfortless. Thank you, Jesus, because you are our backing. We bless you. We are very grateful. All we have to say is thank you. If you look at the past, present, and the future, we thank you for the hope that we have in you. We bless and thank you, Jesus, for all. We thank you because your mercy endures forever and ever. We magnify you. We give you all the glory. We appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus, once again. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is Friday, the 23rd day in the month of January 2026. The grace of the Lord has kept us thus far. It is not by power nor might, but the grace of the Lord is the fuel that has kept us moving. The grace of the Lord is our backing. The grace of the Lord is the strength of our lives. I want us to make these words of declarations along with me. The Father, as I go today, I walk in your grace and the consciousness of your strength. Your word concerning my life will come to pass in Jesus' name. Every of your words that you've said concerning me for today, none will go without fulfilling that which you have said concerning my life in Jesus' name. I activate the word of God. The word of God concerning my life come alive in Jesus' name. The strength of the Lord is my portion. The grace of the Lord rests upon me on all sides. Heaven of mercy rain on me in the name of Jesus Christ. The blessings of the rain, the blessings of the dew, and the blessings of the shower are my portion this day and forever in the name of Jesus Christ. I will be helped of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I will not fall into the pit in the name of Jesus. He will preserve my going out and my coming in. His word will become a light unto my path to lighten every darkness on the journey of my life in the name of Jesus. The grace of the Lord speaks peace for me, and the mercy of the Lord covers everything up for me in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I want us to use this medium to remember Nigeria and to declare the peace of the Lord over Nigeria. The peace of the Lord reign over Nigeria in Jesus' name. We speak the peace of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord shields and cover and speak better things over our country, Nigeria, in Jesus' name. We pray that the mercy of the Lord will overrule everything. We pray that the mercy of God will direct our leaders aright in the name of Jesus. The peace of the Lord will continually reign and reign more in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We want to use this medium to pray for our brethren also. We pray that the Lord who have started a good thing in their lives, the Lord will perfect everything in Jesus' name. His balm of Gilead will heal them and perfect everything that concerns their health in Jesus' name. Lord, we say thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning once again. Like we have started this January, we've been discussing the word that God gave us from the beginning of this year, which says go forward. That was taken from the book of Exodus. And we are continuing in the light of this. We're talking about going forward. We will be taking the Bible passage from today from Exodus chapter 3 from verse 1 to 3. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of the bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will turn aside and see the great things. Why this bush does not burn? Let's go to verse 13. Then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? So this is the word of God for us today. He has told us to go forward. What is his word that you have received? Which word have I received in this journey of going forward? Because for every journey, we need a word like a fuel to keep us moving in tough times. So he asked God, what should I say to them that will send you? Will I just open my mouth and say, let's start going without any backing, without any instruction? And in whose instruction, in whose authority is strong enough to make us listen to you? So that was why he asked the question, what shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. He said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent you. The question is coming to you now. When challenges come, when the tough time comes and asks you that, who sent you? On whose account are you moving? On whose account are you proceeding in this journey? The Bible said, I am has sent you. We should have the confidence to tell that challenge, to say, I am has sent me, and I am going in the strength of I am. Verse 15 says, moreover, God has said to Moses, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Amen. As we know, we've been treating the word go forward. It means to embark on a journey. And every journey we embark on relies on a force or a strength to proceed or to move, to go far. It relies on a force or a word to go far in that journey. It relies on an external force to keep the journey moving in the right direction. Yes, we have received the word go forward. And as we proceed in this journey, in whose strength are we proceeding? Fine, we have listened. We have decided to be obedient to continue. So in whose authority are we proceeding? Are we going in the strength of self, or we are consciously proceeding in the strength of the word that God has given to us? Like from the beginning, it has been outlined to us that go forward has different meaning to different people. Have you gotten your own word? Is your own as a prophecy? Is your own as a charge to change location? Is your own a charge to be obedient? And is your own a charge to pray? It comes in different direction, but it is very, very expedient for us to know the actual one that is particular to us. So in whose strength are we proceeding? What are the instructions guarding our journey? Let's remember that any journey embarked or proceeded without God's word for strength, we or the person will get stranded on the way. We will not be stranded in the name of Jesus. So to avoid being stranded, we need that word to fuel our life. We need that word to keep oiling us in the journey. Give me oil in my lamp and keep me burning. That word is the oil that keeps the fire burning. Is the oil that prevents the fire from going off. Is the word that strengthens and energizes us on the way, that helps us not to turn back and say, I am tired, frustrated, I don't feel like going anymore. When a vehicle is filled with enough oil, with enough fuel, the car goes with speed. The car continues to go without stopping or looking back. I pray that in this journey, we will not fail. We will not look back. We will continue in Jesus' name. As we proceed in the word of God, the strength of the Lord will be made available for us in Jesus' name. The word of God is the fuel that energizes and strengthens us as we go through this journey. Verse 13 says, Moses said, who should I say sent me? And I asked God, and God told me, my name is I am. Tell them I am sent you. Saying I am sent you might sound funny, like when challenges come and those words are just asking us, situation are asking us, evil thoughts are saying, on whose account are you going? We should be confident in faith to say, I am sent me. I am not going on this journey myself. God sent me, and in his strength I am going. And if you have the word to be able to silence those negative thoughts, we'll see ourselves moving and we'll move forward in Jesus' name. The word I am is powerful enough by himself. The name that the sea heard and departed. The name that destroys everything that came along its way. The way that removed every obstacles and hindrances on the journey before the journey of Israel. The name is the name that has been saving us from ages past. And the name still remains potent to silence everything that comes on our way, to hinder us from proceeding in the journey. As we consciously call in the name of Jesus, who is a strong tower, we will be shielded from everything that wants to prevent us from moving forward in Jesus' name. Amen. The name is a strong tower. The name gives victory. The name gives strength. As we proceed in our journey of moving forward, please let's be sure we are reminding ourselves on the account of the word that is keeping us moving, on the account of who is telling us, who is backing us to keep moving. We should always remind ourselves, because it is very important, because it is the oil that keeps our light burning. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. The word of God lighting us, the word of God strengthening us, the word of God parts every darkness on our way. So we should be sure, and we should continue reminding ourselves that this journey, I am going on the account of the instruction of I am. I am is the one leading me, and in his strength, I will continue to proceed in this journey in Jesus' name. So as we proceed our journeys moving forward, we should be sure we are going on the account of God's word that is particular for us. Let's remember, his word is power. His word is fire. His word is spirit. His word is life. His word is strength. His word is force. His word is food. His word is water. His word is everything that a man can desire in the journey of proceeding, in the journey of going forward. That is why we should be sure and know what his word is saying particularly to our individual life, because his word is everything that we need. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says, "For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our inner thoughts and desires. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes. And he is the one to whom we are accountable." That is the last word in verse 13. Who are you accountable to? On whose account are you embarking on your journey? On whose account are you continuing in your journey? On whose word, on which word is that fuel that you have set in motion to keep your vehicle moving? Our journey must be accountable. Any journey that lacks accountability cannot fulfill the purpose it was assigned to at the beginning. So our journey must be an accountable journey. For every one of us that have decided to go forward in the strength of God, we should know that we are accountable to our God, and anybody that is not ready to be accountable cannot get there. So if you are not willing to be accountable to God, our creator, the one who instructed us to move forward, the journey will become a fruitless one to him and to ourselves, because it does not come with achievement. It does not come with fulfillment, not achievement. There are some achievement that lacks fulfillment. Yes, it will lack the fulfillment that packs it up. And every journey is for a purpose of fulfilling or achieving something. So if it lacks that fulfillment, it's a fruitless journey. It's a fruitless journey to us. God will not be happy because we took a journey of fruitlessness, and I pray that our journey will not be fruitless in Jesus' name. So we need to be accountable so that we can be fruitful. We need to be accountable so that our journey will be fruitful. A purposeful journey comes with glory and accountability to the instruction of who sent us. Let me say it again. A purposeful journey comes with a glorious and accountability to the instruction of who has sent us. We go today in the strength of the Lord. We go today in the instructions of the Lord. But let's remind ourselves that if we want this journey to be glorious and fruitful, we need to be accountable to God by being obedient to every of his instructions for our life. I pray today as we go that the Lord will help us. The mercy of God will speak for us. We receive strength for obedience. We receive strength for accountability, so that our journey for today will be a fruitful one in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to remind us once again that our heavenly home is a place of rest. It's the journey we are walking towards. As we are walking in this passing world, we are walking towards a goal, and the goal is to make it home with our Father. And this is the journey of accountability and obedience. That is why we are reminding us that this journey, we need to proceed in the strength of God. For those who have not given their life to Jesus, who have not accepted Jesus as their Lord, they have not even started the journey. They have not even started on the journey at all. So we are encouraging you to come to Jesus. He is the one that teaches us. He is the one that leads us aright. It is in His strength that we are going forward. Come to Him. He will give you the instructions you need for your life, and He will help you to walk in the journey that is the way. I pray that every one of us will receive the consciousness and the strength to walk in the way of Jesus, that we will make it to our heavenly home in Jesus' name. Amen. As we go today, we go in the strength of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Good morning. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.